What we are seeing now is vaccine policy being made by political fiat and even being announced on social media rather than through normal processes. This includes cherry picking of data, pulling down official scientific reviews, and rushing unvetted scientific studies into the process. And the problem here is when you don't follow process, when you don't get the appropriate decisions being made by FDA, CDC, and so on, it leaves everybody confused, and it will have very real impacts in terms of insurance coverage and access. In terms of insurance coverage, we're particularly concerned about government insurance coverage. So, for example, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, the Vaccines for Children Program. And so these are some of the most vulnerable people in our society.
So then how can healthy Americans who are watching this get the vaccine they need? I mean, people shouldn't be deterred from that, right?
I would not be deterred from that, particularly if you are somebody who's at higher risk. Absolutely, you know, you should be seeking out your vaccination. What the FDA has done is they have approved the seasonal COVID vaccine for this year for people 65 and over. That's very clearly an at-risk group. And for people between the ages of 6 months and 64 years of age who have at least one risk factor for COVID. Now, where it gets confusing is you have 34 states that are ready to go based on the FDA approval. The other 16 states are waiting to see what the CDC says.
Now, nine former CDC directors wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about the absurd actions of the agency. You spoke to a former director. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I want to emphasize this is, again, not business as usual. These are nine former CDC directors who served under both Republicans and Democrats who together signed this letter. And I'm just going to read a couple lines from here. What Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has done to the CDC and our nation's public health system over the last several months is unlike anything we have ever seen in the agency and unlike anything our country has ever experienced. This is unacceptable and should alarm every American, regardless of political leanings. And what I spoke to Dr. Richard Besser, who is a former acting director of the CDC under George W. Bush. He said that the hope of the group in writing and signing this op-ed to the New York Times is they want to see Congress exercise its oversight authority over HHS. And that would include calling a hearing to interrogate Secretary Kennedy as to what is happening and why.